Activists are asking you to sign on the dotted line. A petition to have the federal government review the environmental impact and feasibility of the Bradford bypass between Highway 400 and 404 is gathering momentum, with close to 1,400 signatures to date. A previous petition on change.org received more than 9,150 signatures asking for federal intervention by means of a federal impact assessment of the bypass, but it was not accepted in its initial format by the government. Aurora Oak Ridge's Richmond Hill MP Leah Taylor-Roy stepped up and sponsored a federal petition flagging issues such as groundwater contamination, impacts to Lake Simcoe and the Greenbelt. In her December 1 report, Taylor-Roy detailed her concerns about the province's proposed highway, which would run 16 kilometers from slightly north of Bradford West Gwillimbury's 8th Line East to south of Holborn Road in the town of East Gwillimbury. Taylor-Roy believes the bypass would come with profound negative environmental consequences, such as running through the pristine greenbelt and fertile farmlands, raising emission levels, and degrading the water quality of Lake Simcoe. Seven area municipalities, including Barrie and Newmarket, are also requesting more detailed studies to ensure Lake Simcoe is protected, said Rescue Lake Simcoe Coalition Director Claire Malcolmson. It is clear that the province is not standing up for Lake Simcoe, she said, largely due in part to the provincial government placing an exemption on the environmental assessment, EA, report released two decades ago that leaves approval processes unclear. But, as York Simcoe MPP and Transportation Minister Caroline Mulroney pointed out, she does have support from regions affected by the proposed byway, including Bradford West Gwillimbury, Georgina and East Gwillimbury, as well as the Holland Marsh Growers Association that see it as a means to get their produce to market. York Simcoe's agri-food industry, especially, suffer the costs of gridlock, as key players in supplying Ontario and other parts of Canada with a safe and consistent food source, she said, noting she is standing by her commitment made during her 2018 election campaign to have the bypass project moved forward during her tenure. The need for the project was identified decades ago, and today gridlock in this region has only gotten worse, Mulroney said. The Bradford bypass will cut through gridlock on Highway 400 and existing east-west roads, making life easier for drivers and businesses in the region. Simcoe County Greenbelt Coalition spokesperson Margaret Prophet is concerned about the wetlands and air quality due to congested traffic in the now well-populated area. It's a sad day when people have to fight their government to protect their water, air and health, but that is where we are, Prophet said. The province has demonstrated that Lake Simcoe and the Greenbelt are not priorities for them and instead are places to raise and pave. It's now up to the people who care about those places to not let that stand. The petition can be found here with signatures being collected until February 6.